And what else have we got? Well, there's a particular thing that is happening today, which is, I never thought it would happen. I mean, we're demolishing part of the building today, let me say. What do you mean demolishing half of the building? We are taking down part of the structure of East Coast FM today. Because leaving us is our news journalist, head of news. He's been here for such a long time, Gareth Farrell. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. I couldn't believe this when I heard the news that after all these years, how many years?
23. 23 long, long years.
23 years, goodness me. Yeah, as I say, part of the building, and hard to imagine a day at East Coast FM without you. And what are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm moving on to another chapter. I'm going to take up a position with my partner, and it'll just mean I won't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. And you know, it's okay in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it's not so pleasant, you know.
Well, I wish you all the very best to look at that. And just take us back to the 23 years and starting us. I think you started in Baltinglass, was that right?
That's right. Started in Baltinglass with a studio over there, and it was an opt-out. When your show came on in the east of the county, we had Christy Walsh. And he was on air the same. He came on at 10. And he was on till 1 o'clock. And I did the news over there. It was an amazing experience because, you know, you look at all the technology, the way it's advanced. In those days, we had the studio, we had the sales office, and we had the reception. So I had to operate in the studio. So in between the times that Christy was doing links and talking with people, I had to stay quiet. And then if you played a track or it was something that was pre-recorded, then I could type away on the typewriter. But if he was on air, I couldn't type. And it made it very interesting for putting news bulletins together. But, yeah, it's all advanced since then, of course. Marion Kinsler was the station manager over there, a lovely woman from Carlow. And, yeah, it was a great experience. And I loved it in Baltinglass, actually. We were directly opposite Billy Timmons' constituency office. So, yeah, good times.
Yeah, and we did a couple of outside broadcasts from there eventually as well. But everything amalgamated and went onto the Queensborough Road in Bray. And one of the memories that I remember that I just want to mention is that day we were in Queensborough Road in the newsroom looking at the television, and you said a plane is after going into one of those twin towers. So we all sat down to watch the aftermath of this one plane that went into the Twin Towers. And next thing, we saw live, as it was happening, the cameras picking up the other plane, and in it went to the second tower.
Yeah, and the thing that always struck me on that day, because we knew that the first plane had gone in, and we were going in to do bulletins. But in the meantime, as you said, we were watching it on the television. But I remember distinctly watching it on we had it on Sky at the time. And the second plane was coming in on the screen, and the news presenter said, and you can see how close the planes fly towards the Twin Towers. And it looked a bit too close. And then you saw that there had been a second impact. That was a really bizarre day, because nobody knew what they were going to do. It was so big as a news story that you just couldn't confine it to the news. So, and I think most stations did it. They ceased their normal broadcasting and took direct feed from Fox News, CNN, Sky News, and that was broadcast throughout that day.
Well, that's just one of the incidents over the last 25 years. Very significant one. But it's been 23 years of Gareth Farrell in the East Coast FM newsroom. And there's one particular person who's there a bit longer, just like myself. And that is Sean Ashmore. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Declan. Morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Sean.
What do you remember initially about this particular guy?
A great nose for news stories. around the county, you know, always got his finger on the pulse, and usually picking up stories in unusual places. You know, I was chatting with somebody at the weekend, and I heard a rumor about this, and I'm looking into it a bit more. And sure enough, like, you know, there was something in it, and it turns into a story a few days later.
And he was there in the mornings. I mean, if, you know, there's very few people who can sustain getting up at that hour of the morning to be coming in.
Look, I think all credit to Gareth for, you know, being, I don't know, the alarm clock must go off at 4 something every morning. it really restricts your movements on a permanent basis any given evening of the week. I'd probably throw in weekends on that as well. That you get into a different time zone and you're probably 3 hours ahead of everybody else when you're in work at 6 a.m. every morning, week in, week out.
The funny thing is, Sean, you actually get used to it. But it, like you said, like your social life becomes non-existent because Monday to Friday you're not going out anywhere because you've got to get up 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. So the only time you really had to socialise is the Friday and Saturday night, because even Sunday is cancelled out because you're getting up on the Monday. The advantage is, during the summer, you're finishing up at 1:15, 1:20, and you've the day ahead of you. And also in the winter time, you know, you're getting up, you're coming in, it's pitch dark, but you're going home in the daylight, which, you know, for an awful lot of people, that's not the case.
That's compensations. I want to ask you actually something, Gareth. First of all, how many pairs of shorts do you have? And what's the maintenance like on the shorts? And also, what part of the year do you start wearing them and when do you stop wearing them?
Well, I'm actually in tracksuit bottoms today, which is unusual. But when I got up this morning, it was very cold. And I said, no, I'm not going in shorts. But I normally would be in shorts and a t-shirt. I tend not to feel the cold. I always remember Liz McManus came in, and it was around Christmas time, and she turned to, it was Claire Darmody, was the producer at the time. She said, there's something wrong with him. And Claire says, well, she says, I never see him in anything but shorts. And then she paid me a nice compliment. She says, you've a grand pair of legs. And I didn't know what way to look. I was mortified. But yeah, no, it's normally shorts and a t-shirt.
Indeed. Dress code for newsrooms, Sean?
Whatever works best. It's radio.
Indeed. Sean, thanks very much indeed. Sean Ashmore there in from East Coast FM. Mick Kelly joins us too. Hi, Mick.
Morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. And it's really, because you've probably a better memory than I have, to look back some of those stories. You mentioned 9/11 over the last 23 years, but there were other stories within the county that Gareth was covering, and the general elections and things like that. What sticks out in your mind as top stories that both of you would have worked on?
Well, funny enough, it's not so much, Declan, that we would have walked on, because it's been a funny relationship, because Gareth's always here in the news centre and I'm always out and about. And Gareth, in the last 10 years, believe it or not, Gareth is the person that I would talk to more than anyone else about news. And like you say, the only time we actually would be together is apart from when we'd meet one another in Tesco's.
Yeah, usually in Tesco's. The advantage of the relationship that Mick and I had was where I'm studio based and Mick's out and about, Mick gets to hear something that I'm not going to hear in studio for at least another 2 or 3 hours. And Mick will, you know, buzz me, did you hear about this? No, I didn't. Leave it with me. I'll see if I can dig up anything at this end. So you end up, you have two people working at it from different angles. And Mick's got the advantage because he's on the ground and he's getting to places where this story is supposed to be breaking. Whereas I'm looking at it from trying to get in touch with the Garda press office or, you know, somebody who's equally based in a desk job, but is relying on other people to feed in information. And it works very well.
There's one particular story, Gareth, and it's a sad story, and I don't want to dwell on it too much to raise sadness amongst families, but it was that bus crash from Arklow up to Newcastle.
That was a very sad case, and I remember Valerie was here at the time when that happened, and it threw everybody, because there had been a lot of warnings about that stretch of the road at the Ballinamese Depends, and then this tragedy happened. It was just, you know, one of those things you'd never wish would ever happen. And I think it, you know, you drive past there today and there's still, you know, a monument in tribute to those who died.
Indeed, and we mentioned Valerie Cox there. Valerie has sent into us a voice note, and of course Valerie was very instrumental on your development in news in East Coast FM. Here's Valerie Cox.
Hi Gareth, Valerie Cox here. I take full credit for having a stake in training you all those years ago. You've done a great job for the people of Wicklow for over 20 years now. You made it your business to know everything that was happening in the county, and maybe some stuff you shouldn't have known about. East Coast News won't be the same without you, but I want to wish you all the happiness in your new adventure.
Well, that's I'm taken aback. Valerie is responsible. We there was about 25 of us. There was Colette Fitzpatrick was among them, Barry Cummins, Rob Diggins. There was a Orla Barry. There was a lot of people that were on this course. It was a co-run course between East Coast FM and FOSS. And I think, and originally the idea would be that you'd get this bunch of people in, and there could be a pool of, you know, salespeople. But there was absolutely nobody wanted to do sales. They all wanted to do on-air radio. And it was when Valerie was doing her lectures, she used to come in and she'd say, now I've got these, because Valerie did an art show as well as being the head of news. And she'd say, now I have these, I got this invitation in for this event that's happening, the Blue Flags, or, you know, it's different awards. Who wants to go to these? And they would be shared out. And it was a great experience because, you know, you went along to these events, but the requirement was that you came back with some sort of audio. So you were on the ground learning about interviewing people face to face. You know, it could be a minister. You're meeting them face to face. These are people you'd only ever seen on the television before on RTE News. And it was a great experience. And then, of course, back in the newsroom, Valerie went, you know, and it was a hugely different environment to what exists now. You created all your own news.
So now, you know, how do you see local news into the future? Because with we often hear about Spotify, and we hear about, you know, I suppose radio that is global, like they have in the UK. They have one station, basically, for the whole of the UK with a little insert or two. Here, Irish people like the news, and they like local news.
Well, originally, when I started in news, we did a 3-minute bulletin of Wicklow news only before the top of the hour, and then there was national and international news, and it was very difficult creating 3 minutes of local news that would, you know, would hold you interested. And then the Sean and Joe Harrington came up with the idea of, why don't we take the best of the Wicklow stuff and intertwine it with the national and international, and that's what we do now. And I think that's why local radio stations, not just East Coast, but local radio stations across the country, people listen in, because you're not going to, unless it's an absolutely massive national story that happens to be happening in Wicklow, you're not going to hear some of the stories, you know, the planning issues, the people you would have on, Declan, that we would either lead with and you carry it on, or you lead with it and then we carry it on. More local stories that aren't making national news broadcast. And I think that's why people still, you know, tune in to their local radio stations.
And Mick Kelly, you know, those stories that are generated in Wicklow, just a couple of ones that come to mind for you.
Like you were saying, when I would be with Garrett, the elections, whether they be local or national elections, they're always we have a good laugh at them, and they're always kind of something that's exciting. But kind of always the stories that would stick out, Declan, and that's why I kind of didn't want this morning the stories that would stick out that are they're not good stories. They're always the stories that we would. Myself and Garrett, we'd get down to it and say, right, we'll do this, we'll do that. But then, like, you were actually at one yourself, when we're on about accidents on the motorway, and this week I think there's been more accidents in Wicklow, and like Garrett said, it's trying to get the information. This morning there was an accident at Coates Bridge in Ockram. There was an accident at Animo the other day, and I think there has been four accidents on the N11.
Well, you had the four-car pile-up there yesterday, and then you had three cars the day previous on the N11.
Yeah, and it's this information that, you know, people like myself and Garrett, we're trying to get the news out to people as quick as we can. And lucky enough, both of us would know quite a lot of people in the county and we get a text. But it's very, very hard to get local news now. So, you know, you'll get a story where, you know, I got a fantastic story some time ago, spoke to Garrett about it. We said, wow, this is brilliant. And as good as it was, the person says, oh, no, I don't want anyone knowing about this. And you're thinking, wow, it's there was nothing bad in it. It was completely good. The bad stories you will always hear. Mm. That's what, you know, that's the thing that's going to get people listening and looking.
But where I think, as you were saying, where I think local media wins hands down against, you know, any of the national broadcasters is when it comes to local elections and general elections. It's one of the biggest things I'm going to miss is not covering those, because there's great excitement. It's very hard to explain it if you don't go to the Count Centre.
Oh, yeah.
The excitement's absolutely magic. I will miss that, but you know, the other thing that local radio would be renowned for, and I've had people coming in for training that would have been in Dublin stations doing some work experience, and then they come out here and they're blown away with the fact that, and I don't sound morbid here, but we do death notices. And all local radio stations outside of the capital do death notices. And you don't realise how popular they are until there's a day or two when you don't have any notices to read out.
Yeah.
And then you get calls in. Have you stopped doing death notices?
I know, it's strange. I met a guy in Lynham's of Lara, and he says, you're Declan Meehan, aren't you, from Bray Radio? You know, the way sometimes it's Bray Radio or Arklow Radio or whatever, it's East Coast. And I said, yeah, it is, yeah. I like that station, you know, you do very well. I said, what do you particularly like? I like the deaths. You know, and you can sort of look at it on the outside and say, that's bizarre, but it's not. It's people find that a particular useful service in the morning, maybe making sure they're not in it themselves, but at the same time, it is a part of the nature of these stations.
But the bizarre thing is, Declan, I can relate to where that man's coming from, because of when I was growing up as a kid, and even now, the first thing that my mother does when she gets the Herald newspaper or the Independent newspaper, because it used to be the Press, is she goes to the death notices and she scans them and she considers whether her cousin, who's just a few years younger than her, would know that this person's died. And it's, you know, and they go through this whole sort of history hunting about, do you remember she used to date your so-and-so, and you know, it's similar. That goes on in Dublin, whereas you know, outside of Dublin, it's very popular listening to the death notices on the radio.
Well, lots of text coming in. Very big boots to fill. I'll miss his laugh. All this sort of thing. I'll miss Garrett. He was so reassuring. We have a reassuring Garrett. But there you go. You were reassuring. we don't end on a sad note. So I'm going to actually ask you about a couple of things here. What we're going to miss here at East Coast FM at Christmas is the blooper tape. Any mistakes we make, Garrett is there. He's got the tape recorder going. And he takes it out and he embarrasses us all at Christmas time.
And myself,
then
and myself
And then what he does is he makes a mixtape of music. So there's other talents to Gareth Farrell.
Sorry, Declan, I cutting across you there. That's what I was just going to come to. I was actually doing a fashion show in a Tinnakilly house one night, and I was kind of in there early taking the photographs, and the music was amazing. And I hadn't turned around. I thought, that DJ, whoever he is, he knows his stuff. This is good stuff. It wasn't your, you know, usually you get ABBA and things like this. Not that there's anything wrong with ABBA. But, and the next thing, I looked around and said, Jesus, that's Gareth. That, no wonder. So I went down and I said, Gareth, how did you know to play them? And he said, Mick. And then we didn't realise that the two of us actually love music. So Gareth has, like, when we get together talking about music, that's forget it. But the funny thing that did happen one day is I don't know where I was driving, and the next thing, Gareth comes on and he says, and now sport. And he was on about, and tonight Roy Keane's Sunderland will take on Derby County. And I thought, nah, this has to stop. It's always Derby County. So
it is spelled D-E-O.
Yeah, no, that's coming. But I rang Gareth and I said, Gareth, don't call them Derby County anymore. It's Derby County. And Gareth says, well, why didn't they spell it properly? It's spelled D-E-R-B-Y. And I said, yeah,
but just... Yeah, a bit of a debate about that.
So anyway, I waited anyway, and it come on at 12 o'clock, and then Gareth comes on. And tonight, Royce Keane Sunderland will take on Derby County.
So there, you did the training too.
I have to be honest, the one thing that, you know, apart from the outtakes, we only started in 2015, and we did it right up until, we did four songs, and I have to be honest, I got great crack out of that. What we did was we got, just for the listeners who wouldn't be aware of it, what we did was we got a Christmas song, and we divided it up into a line a person or a line and a half a person, and we'd get them to go in to record in the studio booth here with no music, and they had to sing the line that they had, and I compiled them all, I got an instrumental version of the song, and put them together, and I have to be honest, they were one part of the funniest time here. They were absolutely woeful.
But listen, they were radio station out of harmony was the name of the band. Gareth,
very nice.
we're going to miss you around here. We're going to miss all the shorts. We're going to miss all those bloopers, and we're going to there's things we won't miss now, just to tell you. But
the biscuits
mostly. The Bickies. I used to rob the Bickies. But anyway, thank you very much for the last 23 years on behalf of all the staff, and wish you all the very best in the new adventure with Peter, and all the very best to you.
Perfect.
And thanks for the last 23 years.
And thanks to everybody here as well, to Kira and to Sean and yourself, Claire. Everybody has made it a very enjoyable experience all down through the years. Thanks again.
Thank you. That's Gareth Farrell. Gareth's leaving the station today to venture out in other matters. And thanks very much indeed to Mick Kelly and to Valerie Cox and to Sean Ashmore. It's the Morning Show at East Coast FM.